Divine Office, Daytime Prayer. Let us now pray midday prayer using the current psalmody. God, come to my assistance.
Lord, make haste to help me.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Alleluia.
Mary treasured all these words and pondered them in her heart.
Mary treasured all these words and pondered them in her heart.
See my affliction and save me, for I remember your law. Uphold my cause and defend me. By your promise, give me life. Salvation is far from the wicked, who are heedless of your commands. Numberless, Lord, are your mercies. With your decrees, give me life. Though my foes and oppressors are countless, I have not swerved from your will. I look at the faithless with disgust. They ignore your promise. See how I love your precepts. In your mercy, give me life. Your word is founded on truth. Your decrees are eternal.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Help us always to rejoice in your promise, Father, and to praise the glory of your deeds. Keep us united in the love of your peace, then we shall have little to fear from the threats of the mighty.
O blessed are those who fear the Lord and walk in his ways. By the labor of your hands you shall eat. You will be happy and prosper. Your wife like a fruitful vine in the heart of your house. Your children like shoots of the olive around your table. Indeed, thus shall be the blessed, the man who fears the Lord. May the Lord bless you from Zion all the days of your life. May you see your children's children in a happy Jerusalem. O Israel, peace. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Give lasting happiness, Lord, to those who reverence your name, so that our life and work may be such as to deserve your commendation, and bring us, laden with good fruit, to our everlasting home.
They have pressed me hard from my youth. This is Israel's song. They have pressed me hard from my youth, but could not destroy me. They plowed my back like a plowman, drawing long furrows. But the Lord who is just has destroyed the yoke of the wicked. Let them be shamed and routed, those who hate Zion. Let them be like grass on the roof that withers before it flowers. With that, no reaper fills his arms, no binder makes his sheaves, and those passing by will not say, "On you the Lord's blessing." We bless you in the name of the Lord. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Lord Jesus, living in glory as the Son of Man, remember that when our sins had plowed long furrows on your back, your death broke the bonds of sin and Satan forever. Bless your church, wounded in its members, and strengthen it by your invincible power and grace.
Mary treasured all these words and pondered them in her heart.
A reading from the Book of Lamentations. Worn out from weeping are my eyes. Within me all is in ferment, as a child and infant faint away in the open spaces of the town. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. The just will live forever.
To live in God is their reward.
Let us pray. O God, whom the holy innocents confessed and proclaimed on this day, not by speaking, but by dying, grant, we pray, that the faith in you, which we confess with our lips, may also speak through our manner of life. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever. Amen.